This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1572, Speed Bumps and Hypotheticals in English Conversation.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you want to think of an example, you need to hold your space. So how can you do that with one single natural word in English? Find out today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going today?
Everything is good. Everything is good. How about you?
Good. I'm feeling good. It's springtime and pretty soon I'm actually taking a trip to Arkansas.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm taking a little road trip. It's going to be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a road trip in another country, say in Japan or something?
Totally. Yeah. I've been on a couple of road trips in other countries. Yeah, it's different for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what did I say?
You said say. So, oh my gosh, we are all about repeating the same word. So let's explain to our listeners. You were trying to give me an example, like to prompt my memory. Right. You know, have you ever been in a road trip in another country, like say Japan?
Exactly. So we are going to be talking about this today. We have a great listener question from Ricky Shea. I think that might be how to say it. Sorry if I got that wrong. Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Sure. Here we go. Hello, Lindsay. I would like to know how native speakers use the word say as a filler in conversation. I've heard people say it many times while listening to NPR podcasts and yet never got to put it into practice. Thank you in advance. It's a good question from Ricky.
It is good. Yeah. So he also sent along the example. So I have it. It's from NPR.org. So this was apparently heard on Morning Edition, News Brief, Boulder Shooting, Gun Bills, Pandemic Survey of Schools, all that good stuff, sad stuff. From March 24th, 2021. So, and the quote is, and when he was explaining this, he said he opposes the idea of universal background checks because that would require a background check, even if you're, say, buying a gun from another private citizen that you know. So that's the example where Ricky saw it.
Yeah, and we can really listen for this, guys. We can hear this because Michelle paused there too, right? It's not say, just about the word, yeah. Because even if you're, say, buying a gun, we expand it. And then we pause and then we continue. So that's another flag, another way to know that this is meant to show an example.
Right, exactly. Michelle? Exactly. I love it. Do you think you might use this word, say, on the IELTS exam?
I think, yeah. I actually think you probably would on the speaking test, on the more casual parts of the speaking test, like part one, maybe in part two when you're telling a story, guys. So to learn more about how to structure your answers in speaking parts one, two, and three, and the entire IELTS exam, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy
podcast. We have 14 years of examiner experience over there from Jessica Beck, and she's going to teach you and Aubrey also, along with her, everything you need to know about IELTS. So exciting.
Love it. Okay, so Lindsay, do you use the word say in this way?
Yeah, I... You know what? I actually don't think I use it that much. But I do, I understand it. I agree with it. I think it's a great thing for our listeners to be able to do. I agree. Yes.
Right. But I mean, here we're not saying say as in like he says or I say, right? This is a completely different one. So yeah, I agree with you. And this kind of makes me want to say it, say more because I kind of like how it sounds. It's different.
Sound cool?
Yeah. I mean, so again, you kind of touched on this earlier. What does it mean?
Yeah, it just means, for example.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you could plug, for example, into that quote, and it would mean the same thing. I mean, even if you're, for example, buying a gun from another private citizen, what do you think? Do you think that's
I think you totally could. Yeah. I think I also, maybe we're going to talk about this in a second, but I also say, let's say, oh, we are going to talk about that in a few minutes. All right, we'll get to that in just a second.
I love when that happens.
I love that.
That's I feel so good know. When you're like, oh, are we going to, oh, it's there. Yeah.
It's there. It's so good. Natural English, 100% natural English, guys.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of like coming up with a hypothetical, right? In the example of the gun, you know, discussion. But let's do a couple other examples.
Okay, that sounds good. So here's an example. If he had some hobbies, say a sport, I think he'd be much happier.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's that pause because I almost think that people, it's you're thinking of it in the moment. If he had this, say a sport, right?
Yeah, exactly. We don't always, that's the thing about, I mean, any language, we don't always prepare everything we're going to say before we say the sentence.
Of course,
right?
Not. Yeah.
And we don't want you guys to have to do that. That's a challenge that many of our listeners struggle with. They feel they need to rehearse everything, right, in their minds before they say it. But that's not normal, guys.
No.
This kind of gives you like a crutch in a way.
Yeah. This is like a little speed bump. Like it lets you just slow it down for a second. I have a lot of time students ask me. Yeah, I have a lot of times, I've had just recently someone ask me about like, okay, what can I say in those moments where I need to think? And this is one of those words. I mean, when you are thinking of an example, you might need to take a second.
Yeah, and that's so natural. Do it in a natural way instead of saying, right, just use something like this. Okay,
yeah.
Let's give some more examples. What do you think,
All
Michelle?
Right, here we go. Here's another one. Well, she wants to buy a car, say a convertible.
Yeah. So again, you didn't think about convertible before you started saying that, but then you came up with it, right?
Right. I could have said like a convertible or something like that, but I don't know. This sounds cool. I like it.
It sounds cool. And then what about, okay, so this is what I mentioned before. I more often use let's say. This is a slightly different situation, right, Michelle?
Right. I mean, I think this is also useful for these, you know, hypotheticals. It's not so much about, it's not necessarily about just giving an example, right? I mean, Lindsay, could you do the example for us?
Yeah. Imagine your favorite place. Let's say a beach.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you could have said, say, a beach, but I feel like let's say is more about setting up an image.
Yes. Like, let's say this happened and then this would happen. Let's have another example. Let's say you were stranded on a desert island. So you're totally asking the person to imagine something hypothetical.
Exactly. So, I mean, it can be used this way. I mean, to start the hypothetical. So in that way, I suppose that it, let's say, means pretend or imagine in kind of a different way than for example.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Will 2021 be the year that you finally get past IELTS? Subscribe now to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English for the best IELTS tips on how the examiner thinks and what they look for when they grade your writing and your speaking. Go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast and we'll see you there.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And then another use is about or around. So you can use say for that. Mm-hmm. So we're going back to say. Sorry, we kind of headed off and now we're back. So you could say, there'll be, say, 10 people being interviewed for the position.
Or if you gain, say, 5 pounds on vacation, you may need new clothes when you get home. Ooh, it's like the pandemic, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think the whole world's maybe gained a few pounds during the pandemic, I'm guessing.
I lost and then I gained.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, guys, that's another way that you can use it. So these are super useful and different ways that you can use the word say. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good because it can maybe put an image in someone's head of an example or an imaginary situation. Mm-hmm. It can be this speed bump, right, that you use to take a second to think when you're thinking of an example, right?
Absolutely.
There's a lot that this can do.
Exactly. It's versatile. This is one of the ones you're going to want in your back pocket to pull out to sound more natural, guys. Mm-hmm. Again, so good. Let's show our listeners a role play so they can really see how it all works together.
Okay, here we go. So in this role play, Lindsay, you are buying a new coat.
And
have
I'm
you
glad
bought a new coat recently?
No, not in a long time, but I'm glad you're helping me because I do need a fashion consultant.
Oh, well then, yeah, you came to the wrong person. But
you know what I would love? My dream is to have Tan from Queer Eye be my fashion consultant.
Okay, so I have to say something. So, you know, I think I talked to you about this already. Masterclass.
Oh, is there a masterclass on fashion, on how to dress?
There is, and it's by Tan.
Oh, no way. Okay, I have to get that. Guys,
So I already watched it, and now I'm like trying to experiment with different things, but I'd have nowhere to go.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Guys, what we're talking about here is the show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. What do they do in this show here, Michelle? Just to let our listeners know in case they haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, so it's I think it's just Queer Eye now. That older one was, yeah, so they go to a person and they kind of give them a makeover and they, you know, make over not only their style, but they really kind of get very deep on the show about who these people are and how to like make them feel better and feel more confident. Usually they have some big event coming up and they give them confidence.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the original episodes are some of the most profound. And heart, and like they're touching, like there's a lot of heart in that show, especially in the beginning, right? So guys, we totally recommend if you can get access to that show, it's called Queer Eye, go back to the archives and check it out. It's really fun and you learn about fashion. But yeah, that's kind of my dream, to have Tan kind of style me and dress
so you
me.
Can on master
okay I love it. I'm getting that course. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. So
I really,
but instead you have me today.
I
here
have
we
you,
go
Michelle. It's okay, I'll take it for now. All right. I really like this one. I'm scared to check the price.
Okay, but if you get a lot of use out of it and wear it around a lot, say to work and at nice events, it'll be worth it.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, let's say you want to go out for a night on the town. This would be perfect. It pays for itself.
But say it costs over $100. That's a lot.
Okay, but it could cost, say, $80. Would that be in your budget?
I guess so. Okay, let's check the tag.
Okay.
All right, so we're sitting there like hypothetically imagining how much the coat might cost, right? We just look at the tag already.
Exactly. We're scared.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go through it. So first, you said you're scared and I said, but if you could get a lot of use out of it and wear it around a lot, say to work and nice events, it will be worth it, right? So I'm giving you examples there.
Yeah. And by the way, we were just talking about this topic today on Clubhouse, guys. If you're not on Clubhouse yet, get on there and join our little group, All Ears English. It's getting bigger and bigger. We did talk about fashion and how you might feel more confident, you know, depending on how you dress and all that stuff. So good topic. Awesome. Yeah. And then you said, Michelle, let's say you want to go out for a night in the town. This would be perfect. Okay, so here you're setting up that hypothetical, right, Michelle?
I'm kind of giving you this image in your head.
Exactly. And then what?
And then you said, well, but say it costs over $100, right? So you're like, I guess this is kind of a little bit of a different use.
Yeah. Yeah, like imagine. You're saying, imagine.
Like you could have said, let's say, but here you just said say.
Yeah, actually, this is kind of a use of say that we didn't really talk about as much. Right, Michelle?
Yeah. It's just like, let's say, but yeah, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
that's true.
I threw it in there and then I never went over it, but there you go.
But it is just like, let's say. We're just dropping the let's, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you can, I think for the most part, do that too. But let's say, I feel like let's say is more common.
Yeah. And then you said, okay, but it could cost, say, $80. And I hang on that for a little while, just a second. It could cost, say, $80. I'm thinking, okay? So useful.
Exactly, exactly. So that one, it means really like around. I mean, it means, for example, you know, possibly, hypothetically, right? But it also means like around or about, like, which was the other way we talked about.
Exactly, exactly. This is good. This has been a really useful episode, guys. There's a bunch of ways you could use this say or let's say, but we've shown you guys a couple of them today, right, Michelle?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. We don't always want to say, for example, or like, right? This is a new word that you can use. It's fun. It's a zippy word for Lindsay, right? To express that idea, talk in hypotheticals. And it's also that speed bump that, you know, we so desperately need sometimes in conversations, native speakers as well.
Yeah, because it lets you hold that space in conversation.
Yes.
If you have this and you hang there, you say, right? People are going to wait to see what you have to say. They're not going to move on. You need to hold your space as you're thinking. That's really important for confidence, Michelle, isn't it?
I love it. Absolutely. So to get more confidence, if you are thinking of taking the IELTS exam, go on over and listen to the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and Aubrey.
Awesome. So excited for the next episode, Michelle. I'll see you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.